Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again.
Blog
You're listening.
Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome once again. You're listening.
Welcome.
You're listening to WOL. Conflict of signal here. I think we're good now. That was a pre-recorded announcement that we were going to have because I wasn't sure I was going to have an invited guest today. But let's start with the confidence that this is WAAOL. All automotive advertising news all the time, hosted on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, featured on adagencyonline.net. That's our one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising news and needs. And I'm Philip Zellinger, hosting the Lunch with Phil show, basically an open business meeting designed for our affiliated automotive advertising agencies, auto dealer and vendor clients, and anyone surfing the web looking to get ahead of the curve on modern technologies in the automobile industry. Today we're going to be focusing on a specific subject. Matter of fact, I've invited in a source. One thing I like to do is practice what I preach, and I've learned to listen and learn before I teach. So I have a source on the line. I want to make sure he's still with me, given that little first opening snafu. Tomer Alpert, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, very good. Okay, well, let's keep moving forward with the logic of the reason we're having today's meeting and specifically inviting Tomer. Right now, one of the biggest responsibilities we've taken on as advertising agencies is very different than what our father's advertising agency did. You know, we've expanded our areas of responsibility to be responsible for return on investment wherever we find it. You know, the expectations that an advertising agency has a limited area of responsibility to radio, TV, and print, maybe recently expanded to online, digital, and internal marketing, is really short-sighted given the fact that there's a lot of dealerships out there losing their shirts. And for those of us who don't recognize that we're all tied to that common bottom line, well, you'll find it when you get fired, even though you brought 600 ups to the front door, but none of them went out the back with a car. So it's very important that we start extending our areas of responsibility to evaluate the return on investment that our dealers are getting on every level. All of the investments that we've made, Ad Agency Online affiliates, you all recognize the responsibility to manage and monitor them remotely. Each of you have been counseled, if not supported, through our own central offices to actually access the dealer's DMS or CRM application or to create recommendations of vendors that have online applications that allow us to remotely monitor the back-end analytics so we can actually prepare the return on investment reports for our dealers. It's not enough any longer to call in on Monday morning and ask how's business or how many ups did you have. If you distract the limited staff that they're reduced to as a result of some of the cutbacks nowadays, you're going to find that you take more of their time away from selling cars than they're really worth, and you need to support your own return on investment. And that might even be the first number to address with what we're going to discuss today. In order for you to be able to earn your retainers and earn your relationship with your dealers on a daily basis, you're going to have to start really getting under the covers as to what's important to them. The investments they've already made have to take precedence over the investments that you may want to recommend. You know, the car hat guy comes on me all the time. I remind you all, in case you are one of those web surfers who don't know Phil Zellinger from Adam, I was a dealer for 25-plus years. I often refer to those experiences before I refer to my last 10 years' experience as an ad guy. And that I recognize that the dealer's got to really look at the bottom line from a whole different perspective than perhaps the individual department heads. Service department's worried about fixed ops. Sales are worried about sales. The deal's worried about you all. So when you look at the investments that the dealer's made, that's the way you support finding monies to make the investments that you're going to recommend. When I was a dealer, the reason I didn't have an outside ad agency, the reason I created my own in-house ad agency, was because I started realizing that I need to focus on so many different things that I didn't have time to explain them to an ad guy. Well, that's the logic and the value that we're looking at in today's show. And I'll start with some of the basics we have before I bring Tomer on because it's an important element of this week's meetings. And since today is our final Lunch with Phil show, before we get into tomorrow's Lunch with Ralph show, Ralph Paglia, of course, being the National Director of Digital Marketing for ADP, and our Friday show, where we will be announcing a new vendor relationship, the Automotive Advertising Experts show, I want to make sure that we recap some of the opportunities we've introduced recently. An example of a main return on investment support service that we've created is our new recommendation of Colliers Abood Wood Fay Realty with their ARESG group focusing on the automotive vertical. These guys have a $73 billion international organization with commercial real estate, focused down to a $3 billion local market with the ARESG group. And I think they've done like $200 million in the automobile dealership business alone in the last year or two. So it's so important that we give credit to the fact that we now have resources that will allow us to support our dealers if they do have a situation, whether it be forced or self-serving, to consolidate, to buy or sell, and take advantage of today's market to free up some assets in real estate that may have a higher and better use as a Hilton hotel, and or to leverage some of the resources they have to capitalize on some consolidations and buy some dealerships that are out there. So all of those services are really an example of our importance to look at the return on investment for our dealers' existing investments, and certainly real estate as an asset such as that. The other applications we put on the table are all intended to leverage people assets. Lead Converter with their meet-and-greet system to replace and supplement the BDC staff. LaserStream Video, an example of a video application that replicates a feature benefit presentation on a website to allow more information to be delivered up front before the dealer has to drill down to the real world and take up his staff. The online transactional tools like AI Dealer that allow the transaction to move forward past that glass wall and create a lead that becomes a deal rather than just a conversation. The ability to literally have a conversion tool that turns it to cash. You know, all of these relationships are used to leverage the staff and leverage the investment on the internet and the virtual showrooms that we've already built. And there's a new technology that really has only been available, in my opinion at least, of recent because of the extreme increase in the bandwidth and the high-speed internet connections that will allow video to really be a legitimate communication tool. One of the vendors that we've been talking to on a pretty aggressive basis, and quite frankly, more likely than not, we'll be making some announcements in the near future about a more extended relationship, is Sister Technologies with their video car lot. Tomer Alpert has been on the show once before in our Automotive Advertising Experts show, and I invited him back to have lunch because I felt that he would be a perfect example of recognizing how they're basically changing the way that information is delivered. Matter of fact, I think it even says that on your business card, doesn't it, Tomer?
Yeah, Philip, that's our motto.
There you go. So I'll start with the conference to you all then that what we've done by recommending that we integrate video into our existing online messages is to try and leverage the technology and leverage the ability to deliver that message, as he says, to deliver that message in a new way. And with Sister Technologies Video Call Out, they've created an application that allows you to create an automated process to stitch together your existing still pictures. And the automation of that gives you a value added that human beings can't do. You know, the supplementing of your staff and the supplementing of your time with an automated process to convert a picture into 1,000 words times 1,000 words in a video is what they do for us. They allow us also to deliver information that's not readily visible in a standard video by the fact that they have links into other applications that you've already invested in, like Carfax as an example. They have the ability to take video and distribute it with a feature benefit message that it would be impossible for a salesperson to deliver in the short window of time that the online customer is going to give you to make a decision to move forward. You know, all of these things are the basis for the beginning of this conversation with Tomer, and I'm now going to do what I said. I'm going to listen and learn a little bit. So, Tomer, why don't you give us some examples of the improved ROI that video brings to a conventional, you know, voice and our printed word and our still picture, and also maybe some of the new strategic partnerships that you've created that allow us to leverage relationships that we already have.
Sure. Thanks, Phil. I guess, naturally, let's begin with the investment a dealer makes in his own website. So, and in the advertising it takes to drive people to that site. The addition of a video clip about every single car you have on your website for sale will increase the ROI you get from buying the website by increasing the amount of leads that it generates. So if you drive 100 people to your site that look at your pre-owned inventory, and if you give them what they want, which is deep information about the cars that they found, and that's what videos do, then we've proven that instead of getting 3 of them to contact you, you'll get 5 of them to contact you. We've proven to increase the conversion of a website by as much as 87%.
Wow.
Just by giving consumers what they want. Then
no,
we've taken that.
I'm going to say before I jump off of that statement, you know, guys, a lot of you misunderstand the purpose of conversion. You know, the expectation that a conversion rate has to exist in a quantifiable number, such as Tomer just quoted, is almost a limited understanding of what it is. Conversion is also a conversion of understanding, the ability to take, you know, that statement you want to make and make the customer understand it. That converts it by escalating the information into something they need and want in a very timely manner. And the efficiencies that the video message, that Video Carlot is able to put on the site, it may not even reflect in a today click-through to a sale, but it certainly is a differentiator between you and the rest of the websites that are out there because you become the source. And I think that's a value added. When he quotes these numbers of 87%, for those of you who challenge them, we can prove them because I've gone through some of the supportive documentation in our due diligence in reviewing Sister Technologies, and anybody that wants to have access to any of the reports or any of the resources or sources, I should say, that we've used in supporting Toma's ability to make a statement like that, feel free to go to adagencyonline.net after the show, click on our free consultation logo, and I'll personally walk you through it because I'm still going through the notes in the same amazement as those of you who may have just questioned 87%. But anyway, that said, Tomer, go back to what you're doing.
Sure, and you know, you bring up a good point. You know, I sometimes live in my own world, knowing as much as we know. So I throw out some interesting facts. Before we were chosen by Sonic Automotive to do 100% of their dealers' pre-owned videos for every single one of their stores, we had to prove our value, and we ran the test that I just talked about, and subsequent to the tests where we awarded the contract. You know, we live and die by the numbers just like everybody else listening to this phone call, whether you're a dealer or an agency. And it's pretty simple, though, if you think about what we do. We simply give consumers what they need to feel confident enough to contact you without meeting you yet. So we give them the information about the car that boosts their consumer confidence, resulting in either a phone call or an email lead. And without that proper information, expecting them to contact you is a wish of heart. And we've proven to increase those contacts. So that's how we can take the ROI that you desire from the investment you make in your website and increase it dramatically. The other two places, or I should say actually three places, that we've identified where we can contribute from an ROI perspective of a current investment. First one is on third-party advertising sites where you list your inventory. A great example is autotrader.com. Autotrader.com, you know, invoices you or charges you to advertise your vehicles. Now, traditionally, you've advertised them using a lot of text, so you write a comment about the vehicle. Today, most of us use multiple photos to give consumers the visual side of the car. Now, through our partnership with them, we can take the videos that we create for your website and also push them to autotrader.com. I had a rep, and this isn't official, but I had a rep tell me that their data shows that when a consumer looks at a video on autotrader.com, they're 1.5 times more likely to submit a lead. 1.5 times more likely to submit a lead. That's unofficial. But it makes sense. It's logical. If I'm on autotrader.com and I'm surrounded by my competition who gives consumers the same thing I'm giving them today, multiple photos and text, if I can elevate my presentation of my product using a video, the likelihood a consumer will find more confidence in calling me increases.
Now, I have a guy popping up with questions on our internal site, Dots Homer. I already have. I'm going to read it to him. I already have autotrader.com, and I don't have video. How come? Maybe you should explain exactly how that works. First of all, I'll start by saying because it's brand new. The relationship, I understand, just happened. But more importantly, if you could give some insight to that guy asking the question, how come he doesn't have video on his autotrader.com, why don't you explain to him how it's going to work so he can jump on the bandwagon because I think he's already interested.
Sure. Well, autotrader.com, for any dealer who has a feature plus or higher package, you have the quote-unquote ability to have video. Autotrader.com does not provide our services in the production side of the business. So You would have to contact Sister or one of our many agents or resellers. And as part of our advanced or premium packages, we also include free distribution of your videos to your website, autotrader.com, and a number of other destinations. So
I'm going to expand on that because, again, I'm looking at the questions. You can't see them, so I'm going to make it easier for all of us. Guys, I want to remind you that we already had a conversation on automotive advertising experts that explained the automated process that Sister Technologies is bringing to the table. And the point that I should add to all of you who are wondering, because I'm already getting enough questions about the mechanics and how does this work, I'll make it real simple. You don't do a darn thing. The same RSS feeds that you use now to distribute the information to the different, AutoTrader.com as an example, or whether it be to your own website or whatever you do to send out the message, you just provide that to Sister Technologies. They automatically create this video that we're bragging about, and they automatically push it into the relationship you already have with AutoTrader.com. There's no added steps, there's no added staff, there's no added expense other than the cost of the actual stepped upgrade package for autotrader.com, which we've already been justifying to all of you. And certainly Sister Technologies has their own freestanding price point, but they also, as he just explained, have an added value premium package that incorporates the links into autotrader.com. So the bottom line is you don't do a darn thing except decide to cut through the clutter and beat your competition with a more comprehensive message done through video rather than a flip chart of pictures. And
sure.
So that's the best piece of mind to give you all. Back to you, Tomer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can support that. You know, that's pretty much been our one of our biggest key to success is we're the first company, the only company, to build an automated system that specializes in making real, true video. And last month, we did over 300,000 videos of unique vehicles, and that number is growing about 20% a month. And that also allows us to keep our price point very competitive and very economical, which has also been a key to our growth. So the second part, so we've talked about increasing conversion on your existing website where you spend a tremendous amount of money, both advertising and just for hosting. We can help drive more leads out of the current customers that are going there, because we all know either the customers are stagnant or the number is going down. The best thing you can do today is increase the number of leads from the consumers that are already going to your site. On autotrader.com or any other third-party site, we can also drive more leads. There's two other places that we've identified we can help. One is on your vehicle history reports that you're purchasing from Carfax. In the videos, we can pull data from many different sources, pretty much any source that helps you move that car, like Carfax. We will pull from them the highlights. So if it qualifies for Carfax's buyback guarantee, if it's been a one-owner vehicle, if the airbags have never been deployed, all of these extremely valuable consumer points are spoken in the video. So while you're looking at the product, building the emotional engagement, we also build the confidence with you. Carfax reports can also be clicked on from inside the video. Carfax measured reports that are advertised in our video get 48% more clicks than if the report was advertised in the traditional sense of just the banner on your site. So we can increase the ROI you get from the investment you're making in those reports. The third place or fourth place is in your certified vehicle programs that you run through your respective manufacturers. We basically are doing the same thing there. Within the video, if the vehicle is certified by the manufacturer, we will educate the consumer over what that means, what type of warranty comes on the vehicle, what type of inspection was done on the vehicle, maybe watch a video from the manufacturer explaining to them what they did, all while they're watching the vehicle they can buy from you. And so you can do all of that in a simple 2-minute clip, built fully automated. You don't increase any cost or human resources on your end, and you give the consumer what they want in today's market.
No, I think the real point to make is to put everything we just went through from the source, and by the way, thank you so much, Tomer, because the credibility you bring to the table with the facts and the figures, the support, the reason that you and I are talking and continuing to talk to move forward with a relationship with Sister Technologies and AdAgencyOnline.net and Phil Zellinger, for that matter, is the fact that we're recognizing that they've created a new math where 2 plus 2 equals 5. You've already got the 2 and the 2 on the table, and tying them together with a video that integrates a branding message with a feature benefit presentation that includes information beyond the visible facts, like a Carfax report, the efficiencies that we've just created by connecting all of those dots and by pushing a message that is not possible for a salesperson to do in the time allowed. Just the fact that he has to take a breath proves the point, because their technology takes it from text to audio and to video, and all of the logics of efficiencies that we've been bragging about that we're going to bring to the table with these new applications that blur the line between the real and the virtual showroom, we're actually at the point where we're beating the heck out of the real world in the virtual world. We no longer are just replicating processes. We're improving on them.
And sure, I think, Phil, yes. If I can add something to that note, you mentioned the salespeople.
Yes.
Some of our dealerships are actually enforcing their salespeople to watch our videos before they talk to the customers.
As a training tool.
As a training tool. Our videos will give you, because we can, while during the video production, we weight all the features of the car. So if the vehicle has power windows, but it also has heated seats, you'll hear about heated seats and power windows only if we have enough time. So the salesperson can sit down and within a minute or 2 minutes learn all about the most valuable features and benefits of the vehicle, learn about what the warranty information means, most importantly, learn about the unique Carfax highlights of the car. So when he's sitting with the consumer either over the phone or in person, he knows what he's talking about, and he gets all of that condensed information within a minute to a minute and a half.
You know, and the value that we're putting back to the table again, guys, I love it when we can connect the dots from previous conversations and previous shared wisdoms. And that is the fact we all have to recognize that you got to, you know, extend beyond your, quote, job description. And if you want to perceive Sister Technologies and Video Carlot as simply a production tool that will convert your pictures to video, you're missing the point. What we're really doing is expanding the added value into things like training that was just brought up as a value-added point. Things like a comprehensive message that is delivered in a shorter window of time. You know, there's a lot of new wisdoms that are coming out of the actual real-world interpretation of the analytics that we've been getting off of the websites. And let me expand on that by making a point. One of our roles is to take all of these raw data and all of these facts that are coming off of these tools that we're installing to monitor the results of our existing traffic patterns everything we do on the websites have been to try and understand how the customers are using the sites. And there's one wisdom that we thought we knew that we've already outgrown, and that is it used to be expected that the thing you wanted to look for is how long were they on the website. The longer they're on the website, the better off we are. Well, I've already decided to throw that one out, because the truth is that that just means that you didn't give them the information fast enough to move forward. And if the efficiencies that they're looking for on the Internet is to be able to get the information quickly so they can make a decision, I'll go so far as to say that the real number should be how fast did they get through the website to a buying decision. And that is the math that we're looking at now. Not how long they were on the site, but how active they were on that page and how much production and how many sales and conversions were generated in a faster amount of time. That's the efficiency we're bringing to the table here. And
that,
the application. Go ahead, Somer. I'm sorry.
Sure. No, I want to support that. Phil, we'll get you the stats so you can publish for all your viewers all the stats that I'm quoting.
Yes.
What's interesting, from that same test we did, we measured time on site, and it actually decreased a percentage point or two when the consumers had videos.
Uh-huh.
We decreased the time on site a percentage point or two and increased the amount of contacts you made with your customers.
You
know, Philip's right. It's not about giving me everything you think I need to keep me on the site longer, because I come to you to retail or to purchase a vehicle. You're not a source of all knowledge. You're a source of knowledge on the car I can buy. I want to give you dollars for that product. If you can tell me everything I need to know about that product, I'll give you my dollars. But there's manufacturer sites, there's Kelley Blue Book, there's all these research-oriented sites that consumers go to research when they're at the middle or upper funnel. I go to my dealer's website when I'm ready to make a purchasing decision. And it's so important to keep that in mind. Give them the information they need about the product they can purchase. That's what they're there for. They're there to buy a car.
More value than that, guys, is I want to remind you all that whenever we do evaluate a vendor for approval as a preferred vendor, we always recognize that it's not just about the product and the price. It's about the people and the personality. It's about the resources that they bring to the table and the way they help us to interpret the analytics, to apply it, to use their technology or application to maximize the ROI that we've already invested in. And again, I always like to go full circle to repeat and remind that's the purpose of today's show. The value of sister technologies exists in more than just their automated process and their ability to take it. They also drive the process onto the internet, and they maximize the search engine optimization of the message to go beyond the audience you've already attracted to your own site by pushing the darn thing through an API with YouTube into the search engines. Why don't we expand on that a little bit, because that's an added value that no one's expecting.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is actually a new service that is in its beta phase, but in a nutshell, what we do is we keyword the videos so that search engines can pick them up. And they pick them up and weight them higher than traditional websites if they're found on video channels like YouTube, for instance. So if search engine goes out to YouTube, he finds a video of a 2007 Chevrolet Silverado with correctly keyword metadata, it stores it in its database. And then when a consumer goes to Google and does a search for the vehicle in their neighborhood, if the search engine has a video, it places that video above the normal websites. And now the consumer can go right from the search engine to a video. Inside those videos, we position the 1-800 numbers and the dealership's website for consumer information, or so for the consumers to contact the dealer. And now consumers can go right from what they're looking for to a video of what we found for them.
And better than that, if you guys want a real-world example, just go to sonicautomotive.com. One of the first things I've learned to do now that this thing has already reached critical mass is to not ask you guys to be the first anymore, because with all due respect, it's too late. The first has already been the big boys out there, like the Sonic with 170 dealers signed up, and the expectation that autotrader.com is going to take this one to the moon. It's no longer enough to be the first, so it's already too late to be the first, so you might want to be the first within the first. If you want to see it in real world, just go to sonicautomotive.com, click on their inventory for pre-owned, and just look at some of the videos that are presented. They even have a map at the very end that links the whole darn thing in. And the resources that are behind it, the brains behind the brawn, the Israel Alperts and the Tomer Alperts, and all of the people on the team. And I'll even include adagencyonline.net that's getting under the covers to try and understand the analytics that they're providing so we can give you direction and advice to maximize the return on investment, not only with Sister Technologies Video Car Lot, but all of the new links that they're bringing to the table and all of the new ways that they're going to enhance the investments you've already made. Tom, we've only got 2 minutes left. I don't know if you want to get into the math of the formula, but sometimes money does matter. I'm sure that there are people out there that will not understand your price point because it really is almost too good to be true. But since it is such an unusually small investment, if you don't mind sharing it, I think we should, just so people don't think this is a $10,000 20-year contract.
Sure. And I'll do one thing real quick. Also, if everyone wants to jot down, they can go to google.com and do a search. Search for BMW 750 Houston and see what comes up. So price point, we can go as low as $199 for videos just on your site, but 99% of all new signups have been in our premium package, which is only $495 a month. It includes PushTube, which is a service to go to Google, in its beta phase. So for $495, you get your videos distributed to the search engine, videos on your website, and videos on any of the third-party sites you work with. So Cars.com, AutoTrader, you name it. So it's pretty much a blanket fee for all of your pre-owned vehicles.
Guys, at $495 a month, including the turnkey total premium package, do me a favor, just Just look at the single bullet in the gun of just the video production value alone and the enhanced conversion rate that is already proven, and you'll recognize that we already passed the decision process of whether the ROI for itself is there, and then go ahead and add those numbers to the enhanced ROI that we've already explained by maximizing the use of the investment you've already made in Carfax and by taking a little bit of cut-through-the-clutter value by linking it to your investment you've already made in AutoTrader.com and by adding the cost of what it would cost for you to have some training done for your salespeople in a best practices consolidated feature benefit presentation that they can then forward to their dealers, to your customers in the real world. And by the way, if they happen to visit you on the virtual showroom, you know that 100% of your customers are going to get it as well. You can't claim that even in the real world with all the green peas on the floor in today's market. Tomer, thanks so much for enjoying us. I don't know about you, but I didn't have a chance to eat anything yet, so I'm going to grab a bite. But thanks for your time, and say hello to Israel, and say hello to John, and say hello to the rest of the family.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Bye, guys. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.